Sunday the 3rd of February 2019, 10:45 service. Sermon series, All at Sea. Sermon title, Running from God. Bible reading, Jonah chapter 1, verses 1 to 16. Talk by Reverend Martin Court. And the Bible reading is delivered in dramatised form.
Good morning. Today's reading is from the book of Jonah, and I'll be reading from verses 1, I believe, to 9.
Dave Charles, this is God.
Hello? Who's there?
David.
Who's that speaking? Hello?
I am God, and I want you to come, and I want you to work for me in the church.
What's going on here? Look. There must be someone else you're looking for. My name's Dave, but look, I don't think I'm quite qualified for this. Can you just go and talk to someone else? There's plenty of people around in here, if you don't mind.
Dave Charles, you are qualified, and I want you to come and work in the church.
Is that you, Lord? Yeah, my name's Dave Charles, but yeah, I'm only a postman, and you know what? I'm quite a busy person. I've got quite a lot on. I come to church every now and then to... I try and worship you as much as I can, but Lord, I'm just a busy man. Can't you just find someone else to just do this job, please? Can you just find someone else, please?
Dave Charles, I want you to come and work for me in the church.
Look, Lord, I know you know me, but look, I don't think I'm the right person you're looking for. I'm not quite qualified. There's other people in here who know the Bible more, who spend more time with you. Lord, can't you just find someone else who wants to give themselves? There's plenty of people in here. Have a look around today, Lord. There's loads of people. Please, pick someone else. If you can't find no one else, then after, please come back to me. But I'm sure you've got plenty of options today. Look at the church. Just have a look around.
Dave Charles, stop running away. I want you to come and work for me in the church.
Look, Lord, look. I'm only an ordinary man. Look, I've got faults. I don't always agree with what you turn around and say. I come to church. I try and read. I try and follow your ways. But look, if you're sure you can work with me and somehow change my ways, look, Lord, I'm quite prepared to open my heart and come to you, Lord, please. But there's a lot of work, Lord, because I'm not quite the person you're looking for, but I know by reading your words that you can change my life the way that you've changed so many people's lives. Lord, if you're prepared to work with me, please give me that chance and I'll come to you, Lord. Here I am, Lord. I'm quite prepared.
Amen. And this is the word of the Lord.
Thank you.
Thanks be to God, Lord, our Dave. So I need just two volunteers. School year five. Anybody in school year five? Five? Come on up. That's it. We've got two volunteers here. A little round of applause for our volunteers. Okay. Hidden around the church are six boxes. Your boxes are that colour. Your boxes are that colour. You've got to go and get one box, bring it back, go and get another box, bring it back. Got it so far. The winner, the first back here with all six boxes, chocolate! You know it. Got it, it's as easy as that. Help them out, guys. On your marks, get set, go! Excellente! The winner! Woo! Round of applause. But, because we're a church, and I'm a vicar, so these boxes were hiding. There's still one orange one hiding somewhere out there. We hide. And the Bible story that we kind of dramatised a little bit was all about people who hide from God. And some people don't even think that there is a God. I don't know how that happens. They look at creation. They look at the beauty all around, the creativeness all around, how it all just melds together beautifully, but somehow they say, well, it's just haphazard, it's just, I don't know how they do that, I really don't. We're the only earth in the whole of the galaxy. Nowhere else has got lions and tigers. It's amazing, isn't it? Anyway. But then there are other people who say, well, do you know what? I think that there is a God. Do you remember what Dave was saying? I think that there is a God out there. What did he say? Why couldn't he partner with God? Why couldn't he partner? Too busy. I think that there is a God out there, but I'm too busy. I'm going to go and hide in my work and I'm going to ignore God. What other reason did he have? Not qualified. I'm not good enough, Lord. How many people think that? I'm not good enough, Lord. There's a box still out hidden somewhere. That's what we do when we think that we're not good enough. I've lived a bad life. God wouldn't love me. People say that, and so what they do is they hide themselves away from God because they're ashamed and they're embarrassed. But God said, I love everybody because you're made in my image. It's amazing, isn't it? Why else do we hide away from God? Why else do we keep ourselves away? What about this teenager? It's boring. What about that? Some people think that if you become a Christian, all of a sudden you've got to give up your banter. You can't support the mighty Tottenham Hotspurs. Have we got any Tottenham Hotspurs fans in here today? Come on! All right. I'm a vicar. They think that life gets dull if you become a Christian. I don't think my life's dull. I think my life's great. I love it. What about just selfishness and greed? They want to work for themselves. They want to make sure that they're okay, but they're not interested in other people. All sorts of reasons why people hide from God. Jonah didn't want to go to Nineveh. Do you remember? That's the town he's supposed to be going to. He doesn't want to go to Nineveh because he doesn't like the Ninevites. He thinks that they're all like these lorry drivers that push you out of the way on the road. And he wants to shout at them. He doesn't want to say, God wants to forgive you. He wants to shout at them. But God's love is for everybody, not just us in here. That's why we get sent out. That's why we run coffee shops and elderly lunch clubs and all the things that we do, addiction class groups and stuff. Because God said, my love is for everyone. My love is for everyone. Folks, just remember the little game that we've played here. There are some people who hide from God. Some people who hide from God. We're going to play another little game a little later, but first we're going to have a song. Can I just invite the worship team to come back up and lead us in a song? Oh, I've dropped my box. Okay, so that's one side of the coin. One side of the coin is, there is a God maybe out there, but I'm too busy, or I think he might be boring, or whatever. And so people hide. But the other side of the coin is, the people who find God, the people who get into a relationship with God, actually experience totally the opposite. They experience strength in their life. They experience purpose in their life, joy in their life. One of those people that did that was a guy called David. He was just a shepherd boy. But he got into a relationship with God. And he realized that God could help him in all sorts of his ways. God helped him at work. God helped him in his family. God helped him. And actually, his life turned around. And rather than he has to give everything away, whatever, he became the richest man in Israel at the time. Now, he wrote something called the Psalms. Anybody heard of the Psalms? We've heard of the Psalms. Okay, let's see how well we know the Psalms. Let's have a little bit of a quiz for the older people now. So there's going to be a little, here we are, little PowerPoint. This is Psalm 139. Now, how well do we know 139? I haven't put the whole Psalm up here. I've just put some verses. But let's see if we can get it together. Let's see if we can get it together. This is the experience of someone who has found God, knows God, and lives with God in his life. Lord, you have... searched. Well done. Lord, you have searched me. Let's have a look, see if that comes up. Look at that. And you know me. Okay. You know when I... There's an X for each letter. I'm helpful. You know when I... Sit. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts. Obi, you haven't got the Bible open there, brother, have you? You perceive my thoughts from... Where does he perceive the thoughts from? Afar, afar, afar. You are... You are... You are... Ooh. Familiar. You are familiar with all my... With all my ways. Before a word is on my... Tongue. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it, Lord. Completely. Such knowledge. Guys, they're good. They're beating you over here. I'm just telling you that now. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. This is really hard. I'm testing you here. Another word for tool. Begins with that. What we got? Lofty. Too lofty. Was that Colin? He's working the PowerPoint. Too lofty. For me to... Begins with A. Like achieve, but only got those letters. Attain. Folks, this is a guy that has found God. This is a guy who came out of hiding and got into a relationship with Yahweh. And this is what he says. I'm going to need me glasses. Where are me glasses? Back pocket. I know what you're saying. Wait a moment. This is what he says, and I'm only going to read a few verses. But I think that these verses sum up every single person who has put their life in God's hands. This is what they experience. O Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit, you know when I rise, you perceive my thoughts from afar, you discern my going out, you discern my lying down, you are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. You hem me in before and behind, you have laid your blessed hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you're there. If I go down into hell, even there, you come and find me. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. For you have created my inmost being. You've knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, and I know that full well. Actually, what happened to Jonah in the story is that Jonah partnered with God. He stopped running away, and he got in with God, and he went to Nineveh, and he saved a whole nation from God's condemnation. Do you know what? We're asked to go out there, and we're asked to save people out on the streets. Save families that are having a hard time. That's why we're doing a restored life. Save little children through our preschool, through our sparkles. Help parents to parent better. That's what we're being called to do as a church. That's why we run an addiction group here. So that people who struggle can come together, support each other, and be strong in the Lord. Folks, don't run away from God. Don't go hiding your life because you're too busy or because you think it'll be boring or whatever it is. Find God and find life, and life to the full. Amen.